Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a good friend, Jim Cantarucci, back on the show. Jim is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust Transition Management Advisor. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits to Create a Lifetime of Success. He's one of our top management thinkers in the Brain Trust. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
We're back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Jim, cross-training is something that happens organically in a small business, if not intentionally. It is not an exaggeration or hyperbole. It's real to say that there are too many hats to wear in a small business and not enough heads to put them on. Every owner wears every hat for anywhere from a minute to a day to a week at some point in time during the operation of the business. And they probably wore all of them first. And so cross-training is essential in a small business for people to be able to do different jobs. Somebody goes on vacation, you take up the slack. But you want to talk about cross-department task forces. That sounds like cross-training to a new level. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I've worn all the hats as well. We know what this means and what you just described for sure. When we're talking about what I call the new leadership normal and moving to that 60-40 equation that you and I have talked about, which means that we're working for the overall company, not just our little department, right? Mm-hmm. Again, inherent in small business for sure. But as we grow, especially, it's very easy to fall into that trap. And so one of the things that we can let it happen organically.
Fiefdoms get developed, right?
We can wait for that crossing of boundaries to happen organically, or what I'm suggesting is that as leaders, we actually make that happen. Mm-hmm. We do something about it. And that's what cross-department task forces are about. We take a problem, we solve the problem, but we don't do it locally. We do it with all of the areas of our company working on it simultaneously. And that's how we can shape our culture of our company as opposed to just letting it happen.
So when it happens organically in a lot of businesses, what happens is part of the organic makes sense. Somebody's hired for a job and they prove their worth and they're promoted to more responsibility and it's a good thing. And they still remember how to do the job that they used to do. So they're now cross trained in two areas. Another one is where and this is a little less desirable, but we'll say, John, Bill's going to be on vacation next week. You're going to be doing his job too. So deal with it. That's another thing that happens a lot. But you're talking about before it's necessary, talking to your folks about what needs to be done and why it needs to be done, not just on the fly.
It's more about the ideas being more robust because they consider all of the different dynamics that are going on within our company. So we can hope that person covered somebody else's shift one day and picked up that knowledge, mm-hmm. or we can just bring that other person to the table. And that's what I'm talking about, being more conscious of crossing those boundaries from marketing to sales to manufacturing to the retail front table. All of those different departments can be brought to bear into a particular problem that we're trying to solve or a goal that we're trying to accomplish.
And when you say task forces, does it have to be the what that kind of sounds like, two or three teams, four or five people over here, four or five people over there? Could it be one person with one person?
It could be one person, without a doubt. The words task force are different than the word committee, right? Task force implies we actually get something done.
Right.
And it has a purpose. It has a very specific, unique purpose, not the day-to-day operational type role that we play every day. But taking us out of that and having us actually work on a problem or opportunity together, that's the key.
For example, here's the way I think. If I understand what you're saying, the way I think of it, you know, and if you're a commission salesman, if you're running a territory, if you're in the B2B business in sales, you're also bringing in customers that are going to be on account. The company's going to extend them probably some level of credit. Well, one of the best ways to make sure that that salesperson explains the payment expectations or doesn't bring them somebody who won't pay is to have them sit down beside the accounts receivable person and let them see what that person deals with collecting the money for the company so they can get their payroll. What do you think? Would that be an example?
That's a perfect example. And not only do both parties pick up some experience there, but they can set the process and the procedure for going forward. Mm-hmm. And they can then share that with all of the other salespeople and all of the other accounts receivable people. Right. And we start to build the process of our organization that way. But they're solving a problem. What's the best way to give credit to my customers and to bring the best customers in from a credit perspective? Mm-hmm. That's the problem they're solving together. And the outcome is, the result is a procedure that everybody can use.
Right.
But that working together sets a pattern then, a process for our company.
Mm-hmm. Or sending a salesperson on a delivery call. Or having the purchasing agent go back and work in the warehouse for a morning to see what they're ordering and to look around and see what's out there. Those kinds of things, just a different view from a different perspective. But at what point in time do you turn it into more committee size? And I want to talk about that when we come back. How do we maybe take it to the next level? Jim, I need your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com.
All right.
JimCantarucci.com. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick one and 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Every night I have myself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.